Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So your word, try to work into tonight's game against the Pittsburgh Pirates, 3:35 first pitch, is cartouche.
So cartouche.
Would you like the meanings? One, in Egyptian hieroglyphics,
ooh,
it's an oval with a line at one end at right angles to the oval, indicating the text enclosed is a royal name. Or, if you'd like, the cooking term, a cartouche refers to a piece of grease-proof baking paper that's used to create a lid over a pot or a saucepan, usually cut in a circle and placed over a dish with a small amount of liquid. Huh, I thought it would be at least an awkward... I know Jesse's going to succeed. He's never failed in the Incorporator. But I thought this would... I've definitely got one that's going to be an awkward wedge into the broadcast somehow.
If he got spatulamancy last week, that just means he is... You know who's not slumping to start the year? Jesse Agler.
Not at all.
He is not slumping
but
at all.
Honestly, it may have been one of the most seamless uses of an Incorporator word. It felt like he was just throwing it in there because it was the most accurate thing to say in the context of his discussion about the game last night. How is that even possible? Well, take a listen to how he actually used the word.
Snell throws 38 pitches. Doesn't get out of the first inning. He's scheduled to go again next on Sunday against the Dodgers. But after throwing only 38 pitches tonight, maybe that changes.
Yeah, certainly a possibility.
2-2 to Cronenworth with Grisham on first base, and they throw over to check on Trent. Yeah, again, they will not be hanging this game in the Louvre next to the Mona Lisa or some ancient cartouche from Egypt or anything like that. This one will be all by itself somewhere else in the basement.
Amazing.
Not the Louvre. Maybe the Lev, but not the Louvre.
So good.
Just an amazing usage of cartouche by Jesse Agler last night. However, during the game, saw this tweet from Gavin, who said, I missed the Incorporator word today, but just heard Jesse Agler say harpsichord. With his vast vocabulary, I don't even know if that was the word. It was not, but now I'm very curious. Why on earth was Jesse Agler saying the word harpsichord during last night's game?
First pitch to Hosmer is high. Since then, a parade of relief pitchers for the Pirates. A parade of Pirates, that's quite a visual. Clay Holmes, Sam Howard, David Bednar, Chris Stratton, and now Kyle Crick.
Parade of Pirates.
They got their accordions and their eye patches. Here's the 1-0. A lot of movement on that breaking ball, but it misses low. 2-0 on Haas. Harpsichords. I think Pirates like harpsichords.
What in the world?
I think so, yeah. I think that's
do they?
If I had not been giving the Incorporator word just listening,
I would have sworn
a harpsichord must be the Incorporator word.
I like
word.
That new bit. Throw in a couple
now,
other big words.
Now, a harpsichord is like that twangy piano that you hear like on Pirates of the Caribbean, that they pirate, it's a pirate instrument. So that's just Jesse knowing way too much
about
everything.
Pirates and everything. Yeah.
And working that vocabulary word into the broadcast. It has nothing to do with the Incorporator.
Well done, as usual, by the great Jesse Agler.
Yeah, the harpsichord.
Now play Yo-Ho-Ho in a Bottle of Rum on the harpsichord, Paul.
I don't know that he has that handy.
Oh, I thought he was actually playing. You weren't playing the harp. That wasn't live harpsichord music.
Is it got keys?
Yeah, it's got keys.
Oh, I feel like it's
that's a harp.
A lute of some sort.
It's a harp that you play, you strum. But a harpsichord has keys,
okay.
I believe.
Sounds like an out-of-tune piano a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Give me my old music, Paul.
No harpsichord here.
No.
What do we have here, actually? Clarinet?
Yeah, clarinet. Oboe, maybe.
Saxophone?
Trumpet.
Yeah.
Trumpet. Yeah, it's time for the daily Boomer Bulletin.
Maybe a bugle of some sort.
This is for all of those who enjoy watching pitchers hit. Do this every day until it goes away. Sorry. Not sorry. Yesterday, the National League, Ben, hosted 9 games. Doubleheader, Citi Field in New York. In those 9 games, 21 pitchers had an at-bat. Nabil Crismat for the Padres ended up with 2 at-bats. Starter Blake Snell had none. He had no at-bats.
He was on deck in the top of the first inning before throwing a pitch, but did not reach home plate.
Looked like it was going to be a great day for our beloved Padres. Those 21 pitchers combined yesterday to go 4-for-33. That's good for a 121 average on the day.
It actually ups the season average of pitchers.
It does. Max Fried had a double. Pablo Lopez had a double. Single by Jack Flaherty and Zach Gallen.
Don't forget, Max Fried also injured himself.
Correct. Running the bases.
Running the bases.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best. It's a win-win. You have crappy hitting and poor base running. Funny enough, Zach Gallen was making his first start after missing time with a hairline fracture suffered in spring training batting practice. These pitchers combined to strike out 16 times and stranded 17 runners on base. One more, I believe, than the Padres stranded last time. Was it 16?
Padres stranded 15.
15, okay, so 2 more than the Padres stranded by themselves. Maybe nobody can hit anymore. For the season, yesterday was actually a little bit of a slump buster, raising pitchers' averages to 108 and 278 at-bats. 108. That is your Boomer Bulletin. Bring back the DH for the love of God.
You know what? I am tired of bad news. Paulie, you got some good news for me?
Yeah, so our buddy Jesse Agler, he is listening. He just texted me, said, you know how we have Bobby Cressy works the organ at Petco Park? They use a harpsichord at PNC Park.
Do they really?
They actually have an in-stadium
harpsichord player. You can hear it in the background throughout the game.
So. That's genius. They're really embracing the pirate lifestyle. I like that.
I like the Jesse's listening.
I like the Jesse. Yeah, me too.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jess.
Great job.
I've got some more good news. We'll get to that since it's been mostly kind of a bummer of a Padre talk morning. I did have some decent news from manager Jace Tingler before the game yesterday. We'll get to that. Take some phone calls to wrap up the show. 833-288-0973. It's Ben and Woods. Don't go anywhere on 97.3 The Fan.